just leave. Don't just leave. Don't just leave.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Bazania. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I want to talk about Jesus and having a personal relationship with Him. And I want you to know Him in a deep personal way, be connected to Him. And I want to share with you this gospel. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. When Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and some say Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And then He said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So who is Jesus? Everybody has all these different kind of philosophies about Him. You know, He was a man that lived 2,000 years ago. He was a good man. He was a teacher, He was a wise man, Son of God, risen from the dead. There's all kinds of different philosophies, and I've read many books about Him. You know, books abound, theologians, scholars have books on this. Even Bill O'Reilly from Fox News wrote a book called Killing Jesus. Fulton Sheehan wrote a book years ago called The Life of Christ, and I love that book. And in that book he said, Jesus was the only person ever born to die. That was an interesting concept. So movies have been made about Jesus of Nazareth. Of course, the movie Jesus of Nazareth showed Him in a very divine way. The movie The Last Temptation of Christ showed Him in a very human way. So there are stabs at trying to get a grasp on who Jesus was. I remember going to plays when I was a young man. I went to Godspell. That play was a humorous depiction of the life of Christ according to the Gospel of Matthew, and it really touched my life in a powerful way. The play Jesus Christ Superstar came out years ago. So plays and movies and books. If you go to church, if you go to the Catholic Church, you know about the Creed. And in the Creed, we hear that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, consubstantial with the Father. What does that word consubstantial mean? It means that He's of the same essence, the same substance, one in being with the Father. So the church proclaims Jesus as the Son of God, and books and movies and plays and philosophies and all these different ideas. Well, who was He? This is something I want you to know, not just who He was, but I want you to have a relationship with Him in a deep personal way. This is something I preach in all my programs in some way, because I want you to have eternal life. I want you to know the joy of being connected with Jesus. Years ago, there was a saint. His name was St. Francis de Sales. And as a young seminarian, as a young man, he had a notebook. And he would write in French the initials on the top of it, V period J period. And in French it meant, it stood for Live Jesus. Oh, I love that. See, Jesus isn't just a historical person that you can know about from 2,000 years ago. He's somebody that you can be connected to and have a dynamic relationship with. You can live Jesus. You can know Jesus. You can experience His risen life. And if you're not a spiritual person, I need to tell you that Christianity isn't like all the other religions of the world. It's very, very, very different. And I know that other religions have founders like Muhammad or Confucius or Buddha, but no other religion has a connection with the founder. No other religion has a risen Savior. No other religion, you can know the person that founded the religion in a personal way. So, you know, there's other religions, but not like Christianity. Christianity isn't, quote, a religion like all the other ones in the world. It is something where you can have something dynamic and living. And that's what St. Francis de Sales said. He said, live Jesus. In other words, I like to put it this way. Live Jesus, breathe Jesus, sing Jesus. Wow. Every day, He's alive. And you know Him. And He walks with you. And you walk with Him. There was an African-American song out. It was an old traditional folk song, and it goes like this. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. And I love that because it talks about how when you get up, it's Jesus. When you're going throughout your day, it's Jesus. When you go to bed, it's Jesus. Even in your sleep, it's Jesus. That's what it means to live Jesus. It's really, really, really crucial that you don't just see Christianity as a religion. It's all about a person in a personal relationship with the risen Lord. When I grew up, I remember Billy Graham was on television, and I wasn't a spiritual person then, and I happened to tune in one time, and I found him on TV, and wow, he preaches Jesus in a personal relationship with him, and he talks a lot about the cross and about how Jesus died for our sins and we can be forgiven and be saved. And I accepted this, and it revolutionized my life. And I came to realize Jesus wasn't just a historical person that lived 2,000 years ago. He's alive. And his cross and resurrection mean everything to me. Well, as you know, Billy Graham was a great preacher, and he preached about Jesus, and he brought people to Jesus Christ, and that's what these programs are all about. I want you, whatever state, spiritual state that you're in, to come to know Jesus in a personal way. Some of you go to church, others of you don't, but I want you to have this living, dynamic, organic relationship with Jesus. Remember what Jesus said? He said, I'm the vine. You are the branches. I'm writing a book on discipleship right now. And really the foundation of the book is Jesus saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. There's a connection. There's a flow. There's life that comes from the vine because we're the branches. It's a living, organic reality. It's not just some philosophy. It's a living relationship. You live Jesus. Talk about preachers. You know, I talked about Billy Graham. Our founder, St. Paul of the Cross, founded the Passionist Community. He went around Italy preaching about Jesus. He had parish missions, just like I do. He talked about Jesus. He was called the Hunter of Souls. I love that. He was nicknamed the Hunter of Souls because he loved people so much. He wanted them to have a personal relationship with Jesus, and he preached about Jesus in Christ crucified. And people came to Christ. And they developed a relationship with him. And in a way, as a passionist, I'm a hunter of souls. I'm looking for you. I want you to be born again. I want you to have eternal life. St. Alphonsus Liguori was the founder of the Redemptorists. That's another religious community in the Catholic Church. There's the Passionists, Redemptorists, Franciscans, Jesuits, all kinds of different religious communities in the church. And St. Alphonsus Liguori was the same way. He founded the Redemptorists about the redemption that Christ offers on the cross. And he would travel around preaching missions all around the country, in Italy at the time. And one time he was preaching, and a hearer heard him, and this is what he said about St. Alphonsus Liguori. He said, it's a pleasure to listen to you. You forget yourself, and you preach Jesus Christ. Oh, I love that. See, because preaching isn't about the preacher. It's about Jesus. And I love what it says in the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, faith in Jesus, faith in God. Faith comes by hearing when Jesus is preached. And that's exactly what Live with Passion is all about. That's why I have so many supporters and partners that are supporting me, because I'm preaching Jesus. I want people to have a personal, something alive and dynamic and real that brings salvation. You see, when Jesus is preached, you can have an encounter. That means a meeting, a personal encounter, a new meeting, a deeper relationship. And I've dedicated myself to this because I've encountered this. And I want everybody to have this. And that's what passion is. It's energy. It's enthusiasm because something is so alive and so real. And I don't want you to have a religion. I want you to have a relationship. That relationship is Jesus Christ. Of course, that will bring you to some denomination, some religion, so that you can express your relationship and worship and get involved in community. That's discipleship. So when you preach Jesus, and I want you to get this, things happen. And I believe that something's going to happen to you as you watch this program. because Jesus is being preached. The real living Lord is coming into your living room, into your bedroom, into your jail cell right now as you're watching this. When you preach Jesus, things happen. I remember I was in Queens, New York, and I was preaching about the Lord there, and we had a great crowd. It was in Bell Harbor, New York, if you know where that is. It's down by the ocean, kind of near JFK Airport. And as I was preaching, you know, I sensed that God was moving in the congregation, and I finished. And I walked to the back of church, and I was met by a young man. And he said, "Father Cedric," he said, I've so looked forward to meeting you. And he said, "I just got out of prison. Your programs have been broadcast in prison, and many people are watching you in prison." And he said, "It's such a pleasure to meet you." And then he did something I'll never forget. He rolled up his sleeve, and on his arm was tattooed the words of my latest book, "Challenges Make Champions." And that was one of the TV series that I did too. Right there on his arm, he had it tattooed. He said, "Father Cedric, your TV programs and your books have so touched my life, and it's such a joy to meet you." And that so touched me, because you know what it tells me? That when you preach Jesus, things happen. This young man in prison tattooing my messages on his arm. Wow. I want the message of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ tattooed, not on your arm, in your heart. I want you to have this in a real way. Like St. Francis de Sales said, I want you to live Jesus. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus in when the sun goes down, and all the way in between, all night long. It's all about Jesus. I believe that Jesus is knocking at your door. That's what it says in Revelation 3:20. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens the door, I'll come in and we will have communion, a personal relationship." Holman Hunt painted that. They're showing it on the screen there for you. And the knob is only on the inside. Jesus will never force his way in. I'm praying that you will let Jesus in, have a personal relationship with him in a powerful way. Go to my website. I have a booklet, free download. It's called Let Jesus In. It'll help you to surrender to him in a way that you never have. At my website, you will see a place for prayer requests. I get all those personally. I have a Facebook page with a couple thousand people on it that pray together. We inspire each other by what we put on there. On my website, there's all kinds of different things. My itinerary, my daily blog, all kinds of things to interest you. I have the daily scripture readings there. Please go to FatherCedric.org. But most of all, it's all designed so that you can have that personal relationship with Christ. I was preaching one time in the New Orleans area, and I remember God was moving in the congregation. I preach parish missions. I travel going from church to church, trying to bring revival in the Catholic Church, in other churches too, through television and people that aren't going to church. I want to reach out to you. And as I was preaching, I sensed something was going on there, and I got a letter later from a woman. She said she was at that mission. She said, "Father, you were talking about Jesus and a relationship with him." And in the letter, she said something very interesting. She said that she had been held captive to fear and guilt. She said long ago, she had had an abortion. And for the rest of her life, because of that abortion, she felt guilty. She felt shame. She couldn't forgive herself, and she was living in torment. She was beating herself up all the time. A lot of times people will tell me, you know, "Oh, Father, I know Jesus forgave me, but I can't forgive myself." And Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to bring release to captives. Like this man in prison that showed me the tattoo, he was released, and he received a new freedom in prison. But other people have these bars of guilt and shame and fear and addictions that they have. Well, Jesus came to free you. He wants you to have a new relationship with him. A relationship with him, not with an addiction. Well, anyway, she was struggling with the guilt and she couldn't forgive herself. As I was preaching Jesus, she heard this voice. And the voice said, "Enough already. That's for you. Enough already." And she said, "Father, for the first time, I was able to forgive myself, and now I'm free." Wow, I love that. Jesus came to set the captives free. That's exactly what he said. So what's my word to you? What's Jesus' word to you right now? Enough already. And no matter what you're struggling with, it could be an addiction, it could be anger, it could be fear or guilt or shame, whatever it is, enough already. That's what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You see him working in your life. You live Jesus. He's not just a historical person that lived 2,000 years ago. He's alive and at work in our lives today. Whatever you're dealing with, grieving or loneliness or hardships or trials or difficulties, he will help you. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. I remember one time I was at a dinner, and it was a community function, and there was a lot of people there, probably about 100 people. And there was a lot of people I hadn't met yet. And I just sat down next to a man and started talking with him. And I introduced myself. I said, "Hi, I'm Father Cedric." And he goes, "I know who you are." He said, "I went to one of your missions years ago." And he said, "At that time in my life," he said, "I was really stuck." He said, "My prayer life wasn't going anywhere. I was going to Mass and, you know, I was going to church and everything, but nothing really was happening in my life." And he said, "That mission was a turning point in my life. When you preached about Jesus, my prayer life changed. And I received Jesus in a personal way. And I've changed." And he said, "Ever since, I've been different." And I said, I thought to myself, I sat at the right place, at the right table next to that man, because that really encouraged me. And what it told me is that God intervenes when Jesus is preached. And I'm praying right now, as you watch this program, God will intervene in your life right where you need it most. Trust is a must. Believe. Remember what I said, faith comes by hearing. I want you to believe that Jesus is there for you right now, whatever you're going through, whether it be a relationship problem or a hardship, I said an addiction, any kind of an emotional problem, or it could be a dry prayer life, a dry spiritual life. I'm prophesying to you right now that you're going to have a new spiritual life, that your prayer life is going to be deeper, not just more comfort, but you're going to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that is so, so, so important. When Jesus is preached, things happen. You know, I'm writing a book about discipleship right now. It's called More Than Conquerors, and we are victors in Christ. And in this book, I talk about what I've already said, that Jesus came to give us a vital relationship. He is the vine, we are the branches. There's a flow, there's a connection. So there are many religions in the world, as I've said. There's Islam, and you know, Muhammad founded that, or Buddha, or Confucius, or Plato, or Socrates. These are all men, historical figures that lived in the past. They're all good men. And they all had some pretty good philosophies, not the fullness of truth, but they had some aspect of it. But only Christianity proclaims that Jesus is the only begotten, the living Son of God, that he is the vine and we can have that connection. He is the resurrection and the life, and we can know him daily, personally, and journey with him all the time. This has revolutionized my life. You know, I was born and brought up Catholic, but I never knew that you could know and have him working and setting you free and developing your prayer life and going through the trials. He walks with you every moment. And I simply want to affirm for many of you what you already know. And I want to proclaim to some of you that don't know that Jesus is alive. He's inviting you to something more. And he wants you to have eternal life. Let's talk about that for a moment, because Jesus, when he taught, you know, he taught about setting the captives free and having a personal relationship with him. But a large portion of his teaching had to do with the afterlife and eternity and what's going to happen when we die. And you need to know this about Jesus in order to have a personal relationship with him. Of course, you have a deep prayer life with him now. You see him working in your life now. You have experiences. You go through things and you get to know him. But it's really, really, really important that you know about eternity. Jesus said, "What would it profit a person if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul?" Wow. You see, because that's what our culture is all about right now, gaining the whole world. People everywhere are striving for money and for riches and for notoriety and for fame. And they're gaining all these things, but they're losing their soul. What would it profit you if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, Jesus said. And remember, he was offered the whole world by the devil when he was tempted in the desert, and he chose God, not the world. And I'm inviting you right now to choose God, not the world. We're in the world, but not of it. You live in the world, but you don't have to choose it. Jesus taught in very powerful, poignant ways about a number of different things about eternal life. I remember one time he was teaching, and there's a technique we use in preaching and teaching called hyperbole. This is when you exaggerate things to make a point. And one time he was preaching and he said, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Wow, can you imagine listening to that? He said, it's better for you to enter life maimed than it is for you to go to hell with two hands. And he used that word, Gehenna, hell. And then he said, if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than it is for you to go to hell with two feet. And then, get this, he said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter life blind than it is for you to go to hell with two eyes. What was Jesus talking about? He was saying, heaven is so glorious and hell is so ghastly, and we must avoid hell at all costs and embrace heaven at all costs. And Jesus came to bring us eternal life. I heard about this one priest in Missouri. He gave a powerful homily. His name was Father Ken Brockle. He was in Missouri. He gave a 5-word homily. And this is what he said to his congregation. Stunned them. He said this: are you going to hell? And then he sat down. They say you could have heard a pin drop. And some people began to weep because they weren't sure. And so I don't want to shock you, but I want to assure you that Jesus came for you. And where will you spend eternity? He came to give us a personal relationship now, but especially so that we could live forever in eternity. A friend of mine one time was driving down the street, and as she was going down the highway, she looked on the side of the highway. There was a billboard, and it said, "Where will you spend eternity?" And she thought to herself, I don't know where I'm going to spend eternity. Yeah, I go to church, but I don't know where I'm going to spend eternity. One day, about a month later, she was listening to a teaching tape. And on the teaching tape, the preacher talked about how Jesus came to save us at the cross and to bring us eternal life. And as she was listening to it, she heard the words, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're on the way to heaven and that you have salvation. And she said, stop the tape. And she listened to it again. That you can know that you have eternal life and that you're on the way to heaven and have that blessed assurance. And she gave her life to Christ. Now she's a great woman of God. She's written books, gives retreats, helps me in my ministry. Her name is Janice Carlton. And she knows that she's on the way to heaven. Where will you spend eternity? See, when it comes to knowing Jesus, yes, you have a personal relationship with him here now. You develop your prayer life. You have something that's real. You go through trials. You have tribulations. He sets you free. He walks with you. But most of all, this is why Jesus came. He died for us on the cross. This is what Billy Graham proclaimed. This is what St. Alphonsus Liguori proclaimed. This is what St. Paul of the Cross proclaimed. This is what any preacher worth his salt proclaims. He died for you on the cross. He suffered for us so that we could be forgiven and we could spend eternity with God forever in heaven. And that's what I want for you. That's the purpose of this program, Live with Passion. Are you ready to give your heart to Christ? Maybe you're going to church and you've already given it to him, that will recommit your life to Christ. Or maybe you're not quite sure. You don't know where you're going to spend eternity. You haven't been going to church. That's why I'm on television, to help you give your life to Christ. Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you died for me personally. Jesus, I believe you want me to spend eternity with you in heaven. Jesus, I believe that at your cross I am forgiven. I surrender myself to you. I believe in you. I trust in you. I love you. And I pray that as you've given your heart to Christ now, that you will know him in a deep personal way. What is the purpose of our life? The purpose is to prepare for eternity. Now, nurture your relationship with Christ. Go to church, read good spiritual books, spend a little time in the Bible, spend some time in prayer. Live Jesus. Breathe Jesus. Sing Jesus. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program today. I pray that this program will revolutionize your life. Don't just live. Live with passion. I hope you gave your life to Christ as I prayed that prayer. And I want you to know where you're going to spend eternity. And I want you to have that personal relationship with Jesus. I want to share a few letters with you. I got this letter from a woman. She said she had her first chemotherapy treatment last Friday. And she said she turned on the TV in the hospital and I was the one preaching. That's what I mean about a personal relationship with Jesus. He shows up right when you need him most. Another person wrote me and said that they had fallen away from the church. And it's because of my programs that they've come back to church. Wow. Another person wrote me and said, Father Cedric, I like this one. You're the best preacher I've ever heard. I'm 84 years old. Thank you so much. Her name is Janine. And then I got this email all the way from the Ukraine. And it says that she watches my programs on in Russia. So all this happens. What I proclaim is a personal relationship with Jesus. All this happens because of my partners, my supporters, those who pray for me. And thank you to those of you who are my partners. You're helping me to reach out all around the world with the message of salvation. I'm a Catholic priest with a vow of poverty. Everything that you give goes directly to the production, the airing of Live with Passion. Would you consider being a partner with my ministry? I so thank you for that. What you're doing is helping me to reach out with the message of Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with him, people going to heaven, being saved, and spending eternity with Jesus. Thank you so much. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.